Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. Hope you're all having a wonderful, beautiful day, night, whatever time of day it is for you. It's morning for me right now. It's finally sunny also, which is a nice change because it has literally been raining and cloudy for the last like 3 days. It rained so hard yesterday that I don't think it has rained that hard since I have lived here. But I kind of just leaned into it. Sometimes I will like get pissed off that it's rainy because I have to like do something or it's not good lighting or whatever it may be. And it's also loud. So, I mean, I couldn't have recorded or anything because you would have been able to hear the raindrops like splashing on my air conditioning unit, which somehow is really loud. But I just decided to lean into it yesterday and I lit a candle. I was reading a book. It was kind of nice. I had the windows open so I could hear the rain more. And it was kind of calming and great, not gonna lie. If I actually had to go somewhere yesterday after it started raining, I would have been pissed, but luckily I didn't. It was a Sunday. So I took it as a sign that I can just relax and enjoy this. It's all about perspective. And that is it's a big part of any episode. I feel like I talk about perspective and mindset all the time, but you'll see as I get into the topic how that plays a part in today's topic as well. I just want to get right into it. This may be a shorter episode, but then again, I'm not sure because I do tend to talk and I somehow find a way to stretch something to be longer. So we will see. But before I begin, of course, I have to tell you what I'm drinking today. I am just drinking my normal morning coffee. I love my at-home iced coffee. I know I talk about it all the time, but it makes me so happy. It's literally what gets me out of bed sometimes, just knowing that that's just a couple steps away and I can make a really good coffee. And it makes me so happy like that I can do it at home and it's as good as it is and I enjoy it as much as I do. It's just a little part of my morning that I love so much. Like literally making my morning coffee is the most consistent part of my morning routine. If all else fails, I am making my morning coffee. It's a non-negotiable and I love it every single time and it just brings me so much joy. It's a simple thing that just makes me so happy and it always starts my day off on a good foot, especially when it's good. And the reason it's been good lately is because I bought oat milk again, and I talked about this in an episode, I don't know if it was the last one or one before, but I had almond milk and I was using it in my coffee, and sorry if you literally don't give a fuck, but I ran out of the almond milk, I used all of it, and then I bought oat milk again because I just like oat milk so much more in my lattes. It just makes it creamier and it does what it needs to do. So I finally am using that again. It's making me so happy. So that's what I've got this morning. Today's episode, I really want to be a reminder to anyone else who builds things up in their head to be a bigger thing than they really are. And I am also talking to myself during this episode because I do this like nobody's business. I have been experiencing this and doing this for a really long time. I feel like I overthink things and in turn, oh my God, sorry, they're like doing construction if you hear that. I do apologize. I feel like my anxiety tends to cause a lot more overthinking than I feel like would happen if I did not literally have anxiety. But I just sit and chew on things longer. I ruminate on things longer. And in turn, that leads me to building things up in my head to make them a bigger problem than they are, or to make them harder or more stressful than they really are. So this episode is talking directly to anybody else who does that. Whether you have anxiety disorder or you don't, if you do this at all with any situation, in any capacity, any circumstance, this episode is for you. I'm speaking directly to you and I just want to talk through this with you because I have been experiencing this so much and there has really been one main like quote, if that even you could call it that, one phrase, there it is, one phrase that without fail brings me back to reality, and that is, it's really not that deep. It's really not that deep. It's not that serious. And not in a condescending way, not in a belittling way, like, oh, you're stupid for feeling like it's that deep. Like, you know, not in that way at all. In more of a comforting way, in a caring way, in like a pat on the back type of way, it is not that deep. I understand why you're feeling that way, and I'm acknowledging that you have those feelings, but it is just not that deep, and you are okay. I have been telling myself that every single day, really. And every time I remember to tell myself that, I feel a sense of relief. Even if just for a second, I have a bit of reprieve from what I've been thinking about, because it literally snaps me back to reality somehow. And I don't think I've found a phrase that does it as well as this one does, because it's, I mean, it's to the point. It's really not that deep. It's period. That's it. And I'm like, wait, you're right. It really isn't. I feel like I say this to myself a lot, but I also heard it the other day from my mom when I was telling her about a mental block that I was having with going to a workout class specifically. I was going back and forth with what I wanted to do. I booked a workout class, but I just couldn't bring myself to go. Something in my mind was literally, I felt like I was running into a physical wall when I thought about actually going. And I just could not go. I could not get past this block, this literal mental block that I had with going to my workout class. And with the membership that I have to my workout studio, if you late cancel, you get one of them waived per month, so you don't get charged for your late cancel. And I've never canceled late. So I had, it was able to be waived. I wasn't going to be charged. So I either went or I didn't, but I didn't get charged either. Like, you know what I mean? So I was just going back and forth with myself. And then I was telling my mom too, because I really do unload things like this on her all the time. I feel so bad. She's always there and listens to every problem that I have, which is extremely helpful, because in the moment, sometimes you just need to bounce your ideas off of somebody else, and you need to like get it out of your own head and just hear somebody else's perspective. It's just so helpful. So I was doing that, and she was like, it's really not that deep. It's a workout class. It's like a 50 minute. It's not that serious. Like, it's just not. There doesn't need to be all this back and forth and deep thinking into it, because it's not that deep. It's just not. And I was like, you're so right. You're so right. I decided not to go because I just wanted to listen to myself and give myself care, I guess. I didn't want to push myself to do something that I just really did not feel like doing in the moment, because I feel like it's times like that that make me more reluctant to do it in the future. If I fully push myself, because there are some times where pushing yourself to do something is necessary, like a little shove, you know, but dragging by the hair is a different story. And I try not to do that. I try not to do anything that literally feels like I'm dragging myself if I don't completely need to do it. If I need to do it, then of course I will get myself to do it one way or another. But if it's something that literally really does not matter either way, it's not that deep, I'm trying to be caring towards myself and listen to myself and just not push myself too hard, because that's what leads me to resent it as a whole. And that's not what I want. But anyway, okay, long story short to say, that phrase just snaps me back into reality. And I think it's important to be reminded of this. 95% of things in life, a solid, smooth 95%, are really not that deep. Not that serious. Obviously, there are some things that are that serious, and they quite literally are that deep, but most things aren't. And I'm not talking about the 5% of things that really are. Anything that's genuinely that serious and cause for a lot of concern and it's actually big, that's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the 95% of other shit that if you boil it down to its core and to its basic parts, is not really that serious. It's a very simple idea, concept, but it's something that we build up to be bigger than it really is in our heads. That is what I'm talking about. I think that mental blocks can happen for a lot of reasons, but I think one of the reasons that they happen is because of the way that we can build situations up in our heads to something much bigger. And when we do that, it makes it feel like we have to climb a wall. We have to do the most in order to just start or complete a simple task just because we've built it up so much in our heads. And to take a step back, a mental block in general is, I found this on Reich.com. I just wanted something else to put it into legit words rather than me try to explain it. A mental block is, quote, a psychological obstacle or limiting mindset that prevents you from completing important tasks and achieving success, end quote. Mental blocks can happen for a lot of reasons, but the main reason that I want to talk about today is building things up unnecessarily and unrealistically in our heads to be bigger than they are. I am a visual learner, and I also feel like every time I'm recording a podcast, I'm having things happening in my head. Oh my God, that sounds really concerning. I'm sorry. I'm having the visual of what I'm trying to say happening in my head, but it's hard to verbalize that. I wish I could just kind of take a picture of what's happening in my head and show you, but I can't. So when I think of a mental block, I think of a legitimate, like, concrete, thick wall in between me and what I want to do. So in the exercise class example, there's me, and then I'm trying to, like, go towards my workout class, but I just hit that wall and I, like, bounce back off of it. I hit it. Something is prohibiting me from getting to the thing, from getting to the workout class. There is something in my brain that is blocking me from getting there. That's what I kind of envision a mental block as in my head. Mental blocks can be made up of a lot of different things. A lot of different issues can go into creating the one mental block. I could have made a whole other episode on just mental blocks and what goes into them and how they're built, because there's a lot of different things. But I think, at least for me and at least right now, one of the biggest things is building up a situation to be bigger than it is. Other things that I build up a lot in my head and make bigger than they are, make them so much harder to do, include, but are not limited to, editing anything, videos. I mean, podcasts actually not as much, because this is very straightforward. There's really not a lot to editing a podcast except for just, like, cutting out things that I said that were stupid or, like, dead air. But editing videos is so much more complicated and complex, and it's quite honestly a very long process because of how meticulous I am with it. And I'll get into why I feel like this happens, but let me just try and rapid fire this list and not freaking over explain. The next thing is answering emails or also making calls. If I have to call someone or call somewhere and, like, make an appointment, for some reason I build that up so much bigger in my head than it really is. Like, it's literally a phone call or it's literally an email. It's not hard, but something about it, I build it up so much in my head and I'm like, oh, I like dread doing it. And I feel like a lot of people are like that with, like, communication things. At least I've been told a lot, like, calling people or answering calls or emailing people or just communication with others, people will sometimes build up really big in their heads when it's, like, it's really never been that serious, but for some reason our minds build it up to be. And then another thing that I experience this with is just going outside and leaving my apartment. It just feels like such a big to-do to go outside and run an errand that I'm like, it's less work to just not do it than to go through all the steps to get ready to leave and then to go and then, oh my God. they're not difficult tasks. They're just things that I've built up this mental block around because I've made them so much bigger in my head. I've catastrophized them in some way or another in my head. So why do I do this? Why does this happen? Why do I build these things up in my head, something bigger than they are, and literally give myself more stress and anxiety? It literally makes me feel more overwhelmed when the majority of the task has just become worry and not actually doing the thing. That's why it feels so big, because if you look at all of it, the task is a little sliver of the pie. Most of it is worrying about it, but you're not differentiating between those two. You're looking at the task, you're looking at the whole thing, and it looks big, but most of that bigness, which is not a word, I know, but most of it is the buildup, is the worry, is the anticipation, and just a little sliver of it is actually the task. The reason it becomes so big is because we spend so much time worrying that we just kind of attribute the worrying to the actual task. But the worrying isn't even in the task. The worrying is before the task. It's separate from the task. It's the buildup. And we don't differentiate between the buildup and the actual task, which is why the whole thing just looks bigger and feels bigger. So why do we do this? Why do I build these situations up in my head? The first reason, I think, is that there is a pain point somewhere in the task that gives me anxiety. There is something in whatever the thing is that trips me up, that seems really difficult. Let me take editing for an example. With editing, I want everything to be perfect. I am a perfectionist, and perfectionism, I think, is something that really feeds into this whole concept of making things bigger than they are, because I think about things more and I worry more and I kind of mull over things more to make sure they're perfect. I go over it a million times to make sure it's completely perfect. And if I haven't gone over it a million times and made sure I've checked every single box and that I don't have a single mistake, then I literally feel anxious. And obviously going through a million times and just making sure everything is right and everything flows perfectly and it's all, you know, one smooth thing takes a long ass time. So I feel like my perfectionism is a big thing that hinders me when I'm in the editing process. Another pain point, if you will, I don't even think I'm using that term correctly. That's a term that I mainly would use in marketing classes and talking about customers using a product or whatever. But another thing that gives me anxiety when it's present or when I perceive it to be present in a task is anything that involves strenuous physical or mental activity. Or in other words, it's hard. Working out, going to my workout classes, they're hard physically. And I know that because I've done them before. And when I'm thinking about doing it, what causes the mental block and to make me not want to do it is when I remember how hard it is. And I'm like, God, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like I have the energy for that. It's too hard. It's too much. So then it makes me not want to do it because it's strenuous. I mean, but duh, you're not going to get stronger by not pushing your body and doing hard things. That's what triggers the growth. But when I'm thinking about the task and it's the buildup of it, I'm not thinking about the reward and what's on the other side of it. I can't even get past starting it, let alone getting to the reward that's happening after doing the task. And not only just after doing the task once, I can't go to one workout class and expect everything, all my health goals to be accomplished. That's not how it works. I have to go consistently. I have to go a lot. And in theory, when you go to something a lot and you do it a lot, it becomes easier. But with exercising, I mean, you may get stronger and you may get more in shape, but it's still going to be hard. If it's easy, it's probably not doing anything. Like, it's not having the effect that you want it to. But then when it's really hard, it's like, God, I just don't feel like doing it because it's so hard. Another reason I think that these things happen is because there's a lot of friction between me and the task. I use the word friction. I take this from the marketing sense. Friction in marketing essentially means anything that prevents or dissuades customers from buying your products or services, or in other words, anything that makes it harder. or makes it to use a product or to get to a product or to buy a product, anything that makes it harder, anything that is standing in between the customer and the product that makes it harder for them to get there. And friction in marketing, you want to take away as much of it as you can so that it's easy for the customer to get to the product and not have so many points at which they might just turn back because it's too much. Since I learned this in school, I use this term a lot just in my daily life, not even in marketing, because I kind of view things the same way. When there's a lot of friction between me and a task, it's almost like I'm the customer and the task is the product. If there are a lot of obstacles, if you will, hoops to jump through, whatever, friction between me and something I need to do, I don't want to do it. Because I think about all of the different friction points and I'm like, there's too many. There's too many things in between me and the task. Just like it does in marketing with a customer, if there's too much friction between the customer and the product, they're not going to want the product. They're not going to want to do it. They're just going to turn back because it's too much. And it's literally the same concept in my mind, at least, with this. And then kind of going off of that, when there's a lot of friction, that can lead to procrastination for me. Because again, I'm looking at it as a whole. I'm looking at not only just the task, but all of the different things I have to do even to get there. And I'm like, this is too much. I don't feel like doing it right now. So I will put it off because I'm like, it's not my problem right now. I just can't even think about it. But contrary to popular belief, usually when you procrastinate, you think that it's easier on your brain because you're not thinking about it right now. And you're like kind of putting it out of your mind, out of sight, out of mind type of thing. But actually, procrastinating is more taxing for your brain than just working on the task that you've been putting off. It's worse for you mentally. You may think that it's kind of alleviating some stress in the moment because you're choosing not to think about it right now, but you're literally just pushing it to another time. But in the back of your head, you're still thinking about it. Even though you decided you don't want to do it right this second, you're still thinking about it. And it's still like kind of there in the back of your mind. Like, hey, I'm still here because you haven't done it yet. So it's prolonging it. It's more taxing for your brain to prolong it and then have to actually do the task. And sometimes, I mean, when you're procrastinating, if you procrastinate till the last minute, you're going to be doing it in a time crunch too, which adds in the element of extreme stress, which then builds the mental block up even higher, and it makes the situation worse. All of that can be avoided if you just do it. But it's also hard because you have to overcome mental block sometimes in order to do that. The longer that you put off overcoming the mental block, or the longer you let it linger, the bigger the task is going to be, because the time it's taking you to do it is growing. But not because the task itself is getting harder. It's because you're spending more time thinking about the task than actually doing it. But all of that adds up. Now, how do we overcome this? I said at the beginning of this episode that I wanted this to be a reminder that I'm speaking directly to anyone who deals with this too. How do we overcome this? Building things up to be so much deeper in our heads than they really are. The first thing is to remind yourself that it's really not that deep, but there's more that I want to say than just that. Honestly, telling yourself that it's really not that deep is pretty effective because it makes you stop for a second in your thoughts and really consider, how big is this? In the grand scheme of things, how big is this? And going along with that, it causes you to zoom out. That's one of the things I have for how to overcome this. Zoom out. I talked about this in an episode recently, that sometimes when you're in the middle of something, you can't see the forest from the trees. You are in the trees and it looks like it's never ending and it looks like it's all there is. But if you pull yourself out of the forest and you look at it from an overhead view, you zoom out of your perspective you have right now and look at it from a bird's eye view, it's really not that big. It's not as big as it felt. It's not as big as it looked like when you were in the middle of it. If you just zoom out, zoom out of the current situation you're in and look at it from the grand scheme of things. Answering an email, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that fucking serious. Even if it's an email that's like maybe a little bit, not confrontational, but you're like resolving an issue, something like that. I know that conflict and problem solving, stuff like that, can be anxiety inducing in and of itself. But even that, when you zoom out, it's not that fucking serious. The world is going to keep spinning. Everyone's going to keep going. It's not the end of the world. It's really not. My workout class, it's only an hour. I have 24 hours in a day, and this is 1 hour. 1 hour. It's not forever. It's not my whole life. It's not that fucking, it's not even a whole hour, actually. It's like 50 minutes, but whatever. It's really not that big, but it feels like so much longer than 1 hour because of all of the stress that I have leading up to it and stressing about the preparation of it and all of that. The anticipation is longer than an hour. So the whole thing ends up being like a 2 or 3 hour experience because of course I have to stress about it for an hour before I go. Then I have to, this is what I mean by friction too. There's a million things that I feel like I have to do in order to even get there. I have to pick out my outfit and then I have to put the outfit on and then I have to eat something before and then I have to put up my hair and try and make that whatever. And then I have to pack my bag for the class and I have to make sure I have all my things. I have to fill up my water. I have to blah, blah, blah. And all those little tasks, they're not hard, obviously. But when there's a lot of them, you're like, oh my God, I just don't feel like doing this shit right now. There's too much that even goes into it. I just want to teleport there and teleport back. That's it. But that's not possible. But anyway, zooming out is probably my number one thing that I think is most important. And it's doing it consciously. It's doing it intentionally. And sometimes it's doing it out loud. Sometimes you actually have to say to yourself out loud into the air that it's really not that deep and that you need to zoom out. Verbalizing things to yourself, even if you're just talking to yourself, is helpful because it adds some weight to what you're saying. It makes your words real because you're actually speaking them with your mouth and then you're hearing them with your ears. It's not just it's all happening in your head. It's now out there and you're hearing yourself say it. It's real. It adds some legitimacy to it. So sometimes you have to do that. You have to talk out loud to yourself and that's okay. No shame. If that's what helps, then fuck it. Another way to overcome it is to break the task down into its simplest parts. What is actually going on in this task? Take away the story you're telling yourself about it. Take away that narrative. I mean, acknowledge that it's there, but let it just drop to the side for a second and focus on what the task is. What is it? What is it that you're doing? When you're answering an email, you're reading what the person said, you're typing your response, and you're hitting send. That's it. That's it. So if you struggle with doing that, just think about the first part. Clicking on it and reading what the person said. That's it. Don't even think about what you're going to say. Don't even think about any of that. Just read what they said. That's it. Read. And then when you're done reading, move on to the next part, which is typing your response. Now that's the part that I guess there's probably a million other things in there. It's like, okay, I got to make sure I have good grammar. I have to make sure that what my response is professional. It's respectful. It's relevant. It's adding something. It's moving towards a goal. That's where there's also like a million different things to think about and it can get stressful. But what you're literally doing is typing. You're typing. That's it. And then when you're done, this is the easiest part. You just hit send. That can trip me up too when I have to hit send because I reread what I said a million times to make sure it's perfect. There's the perfectionism again. All I'm doing is hitting send. I already read what they said. I wrote my response. That's all I can do. I don't have to sit there and read it a gazillion fucking times to make sure it's perfect. If it's not perfect, no one gives a fuck, first of all. One click of a mouse, that's it. Breaking a task down into its simplest parts and only focusing on the specific part at hand, not even allowing your mind to go to the rest of them, I think is really important. Also with my workout class, let's do that example too, and breaking it down What am I doing in my workout class? I'm exercising. Exercising, it's not that fucking serious. It's not that deep. What do you do when you exercise? You show up, you follow what they say. They're literally telling me what to do. I'm not even coming up with anything. I'm just doing what they're saying. You do your best and you're done. When I'm doing a plank, I'm doing a plank. I am holding myself up for however long it is. It's not forever. I'm just holding myself up, and then we're gonna do something else after that. But my problem comes when I am starting the workout class and I'm thinking, oh my God, I have 50 minutes of this ahead. It's gonna be really hard. We're gonna do this, 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 and this, because now that I've been to these classes enough times, I know what to expect. And I'm like, oh my God, we are gonna get to this section, and then we still have to do this, and then still have to do this. And it's like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. This is hard. I'd rather be in bed, sleeping, and not doing this. But I'm here. So breaking the task, I need to break it down. What am I doing? In its simplest terms, I'm standing on this platform thing and I'm moving my leg. That's it. And I feel like explain it to me like I'm five. I feel like explaining things to myself like I'm five helps to lower the stakes a little bit. It just makes it feel more reasonable and normal. It's like there's no fluff about it. This is what I'm doing, and it's very straightforward. That's it. Just do that, and that's it. You don't have to make a whole story about it. It's like, well, I'm exercising, but then it's also this and this and this. It's like, no, you're exercising. That's it. Don't overcomplicate it. You don't have to. It's not complicated. It's not. It feels like it is in my head because I think about it so much that it becomes complicated. But the task in and of itself is very straightforward. It's just you doing a series of things. It doesn't have to be harder than that. Another thing that I alluded to is eliminating friction between yourself and the task. Make it more accessible. Give yourself less points in the process where you could decide it was too much and decide not to do it. Make it easier for yourself, essentially. So with going outside, when I know that I have to leave my apartment, there is a series of things that I need to do before I leave my apartment so that I'm ready to leave my apartment. These things include like putting my contacts in, doing my hair, maybe putting some makeup on, picking out an outfit that I'm comfortable in but is good for the weather and that I can walk in or whatever I'm even doing, picking out an outfit and then feeling confident in that outfit, which is a whole other conversation. There's that. And then there's getting my bag or my purse or whatever, putting all the things I think I'm going to need while I'm out in there. So that could be kind of a lot of things to think about. Like, do I need gum? Do I need, I don't know, my pepper spray? Do I need to bring my alarm? I need to bring my AirPods. I need to bring this and that. So a way to eliminate some of the friction is to do something in there or a couple things ahead of time. Pick out your outfit and try it on ahead of time. Or just have one specific outfit that you throw on and you know that it's comfortable all the time. Something that you're just go to comfortable in. Figure out what that is. And then if you're in a situation where you need to go outside or you need to go do something and you don't feel like picking out an outfit, just put that one on and call it a day, because you already know it works, but you have to find that, what that is. Another thing is to pack your bag ahead of time, or have a little bag or something that has all the things you need in it already. You can just pick it up and throw it in whatever bag and call it a day. You don't have to worry about any of those things. I actually started doing that. I have a little bag that I keep a bunch of necessities in, and I like my chapstick, I have my headphones, I have gum, I have hand sanitizer, I have Advil, I have anything that I could need, seriously, in this little bag. I just take the bag and put it in each of my bags, and I have everything I need in there. I know it's in there. It's not all like scrambled in my bag. I can find it easily. I don't have to think about it anymore. I don't have to think about what I need to bring because I have a bag with everything I need in it already. So it just makes it easier. It takes away one of the points of friction. It seems like there's less hoops to jump through to get to the task than there would have been if you didn't do something ahead of time to help yourself out. Another way to overcome this is to just do it without thinking about it. This is definitely the most obvious answer, sometimes it's not that easy, but it truly can be. The reason it can be not that easy is because we anticipate it too much, or we add in too many thoughts about it that don't need to be there. Just do it without thinking about it. If you have to respond to an email, don't sit there and think, oh my God, well, I'm going to have to do this. And then, like, if you see it pop up, click on it and fucking do it. Just do it without thinking about it, because you're going to finish it in like 2 minutes and you're going to be like, that was really easy, actually. My one solid core instructor says this all the time. After we do something in the class, we do like a hold or something, she'll say right into the next rep without even thinking about it. Because the second you start thinking about it and thinking about doing it, the anticipation of it gets bigger and it makes it harder. If you just do it mindlessly, it's not going to seem as hard because it's not taking up the same amount of mental capacity to do it. So it's just simply not as difficult. The next time you're in a situation where you have something you need to do, you know that it's really not difficult to do. It's probably not going to take too much time, but you've just been sitting and thinking about doing it, which is making it seem harder. Just do it without even thinking about it. Turn off your brain for a second. Just pretend in your head that you're flipping a switch and you're just turning it off and you're just on autopilot. You're just doing it without the thoughts. Take that part away. Let that part fall to the wayside and just do it without thinking about it. I found this article also from Oprah.com that's called 5 Strategies for Breaking a Negative Thought Loop. I'm going to put that in the show notes if y'all want to read it. I think that that is also really helpful in terms of mental blocks. I just have been already talking for so long, and so funny because I said that I thought this would be a shorter episode, but I'm going to put that down in the show notes, the link, if y'all want to go read it. I highly recommend you do, because I feel like they are really good ideas for how you can break a negative thought loop and how you can maybe overcome some mental blocks. But to conclude this episode, it's just never that fucking deep. It's not that serious. It's really okay. You are okay. It's not rocket science. Break it down into its simplest parts and just attack it at a very small scale. I think it's also important to acknowledge that you're feeling a certain way, or that your body or your mind has developed some type of adverse reaction to the thought of something. You should acknowledge that, because if you don't, you could feel like you're kind of attacking yourself and being like, well, this is stupid, so I'm not even going to acknowledge that because, I mean, that's invalid and whatever. It may be invalid, but it's helpful at least to give yourself some grace and be like, all right, queen, I understand you're feeling this way, but here's the reality, in a gentle way. The next time you're building up a situation in your head and it's feeling so big and difficult and impossible, just remind yourself it's really not this deep. It's really okay. You are fine. In the grand scheme of life, this is a very small thing. You are capable. It is attainable, and you're gonna be okay. I hope this was helpful to you. If you are currently experiencing something like this, or maybe you're not currently, but you could bookmark this for if you do in the future and come back to it and remind yourself of all of these things that I just talked about. It is so normal to feel this way and to have this happen. There's nothing wrong with you for building things up in your head. It's normal. Sometimes overthinking just gets the best of us, and we all overthink. It's a very normal thing, but it doesn't have to consume you. And also, just because you have a history of building up situations doesn't mean that that's how it's going to be forever. Sometimes it can feel like when we have evidence looking back on us doing things like, oh, well, I've done this every other time, so I'm probably just going to keep doing it forever. That's not true. You can break the loop. Just because you built up a situation yesterday into something way bigger doesn't mean you have to do it today. Just because the last time you went to a workout class, you built it up so much in your head and you got really overwhelmed by it, doesn't mean that that has to happen when you go to your workout class tomorrow. You can break the loop. The first step is just acknowledging that the loop exists and being real with yourself. And then from there, you can attack it. That's all I got for y'all today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've made it to this point, you are a real one. I hope you enjoyed hanging out, because I know I did. And I hope you have an amazing, wonderful rest of your day, rest of your week. And I will talk to y'all next week with a brand new episode. Bye.